All right, welcome in, everybody. Another night of DU Volleyball here at the Conlin Center. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, as the Penguins are preparing to take on the Cougars out of Azusa Pacific. Azusa comes in 10-8 overall, 7-3 in PacWest Conference play. Penguins looking for their first victory this season under head coach Deo Bungaling. And we'll bring you the starting lineups now for Azusa under head coach Chris Keefe. Assisted by Ralph Rivas, the libero is Paige Johnstone, a 5'6" senior out of Murrieta, California. She will be joined by Brooke Bunker, a 5'3" junior from Simi Valley. And Jayla Bernard, a 6'1" junior from Valencia. Bernard, a middle blocker, will be joined by Kendall McCaskill, a 6'2" sophomore from Grand Junction, Colorado. Those ladies will be joined by Annika Jorgensen, a 6'1" senior from East Vail, California. Kira Palmbush is a 6'2" senior from Mountain View. Palmbush, a middle blocker, will be joined by Sarah Wilson, the outside hitter, a 5'11 freshman from Temecula. And now the starting lineups for your Dominican Penguins. Brynja Martin is a 6-foot freshman from San Marcos, California. And I just mentioned Martin, though not one of the starters, but it's nice to mention Martin either way. The freshman is here in the Conlin Center. So Johnstone, Bunker, Bernard, McCaskill, Jorgensen, Palmbush, and Sarah Wilson. Wilson, the 5'11 freshman. Got it for the Penguins, who are still looking for that elusive first victory. The Dominicans will be sending out the libero, Michaela Cernip. The 5'4 junior out of Manteca is Cernip. She'll be joined by the sophomore, the 5'9 Lauren Wiley out of Mount Prospect, Illinois. Edie Leslie, the great one, the 5'11 grad student out of Orange, will be out there with Christina Muller, the 5'10 freshman from Yucaipa. The 6'3 senior Amani Abed out of Fresno will be joined by Brenwyn Matthews, the 5'10 freshman from Eagle, Idaho, and Avery Schneider, the 6'1 sophomore from Ferndale, Washington. Cernip, Wiley, Leslie, Muller, Abed, Matthews, and Schneider, your starters under head coach Deo Bungaling. We're ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, there you go, everybody. The anthem is behind us, and we are ready for volleyball here at Dominican University of California in the Conlin Center, where our athletics director is Amy Hankelman. You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody, worldwide, and checking it out on Speedio. Shout out to our SID, Spencer Shamo, and everybody else in the Dominican community tuned in to listen to this one. As usual, a giant radio audience awaits what could be the Penguins' first win of the season, though they have their hands full with an amazing group of Cougars out of Azusa Pacific, 7-3 in Conference Azusa. Penguins looking for that first one. Could it be tonight? Penguins will start on the northern end, off to my right, here in the Conlin Center, moving from my right to left. Both teams out on the court, high tens all around. And we're just going through the motions of rotating in the libero. Abed up front with Lauren Wiley and the great Edie Leslie. Leslie, the grad student for the Penguins. Christina Muller will serve. Michaela Cernip, the libero, is in the middle row. And rounding things out in the back row for the Penguins is Brenwyn Matthews, We are underway with a perfect serve from Muller. Amani Abed with a block, and the Penguins lead it 1-0. A perfect serve from the freshman, Christina Muller, out of Ucaipa. Muller readies, and a perfect dart to the middle row. There's a great block from the Penguins as Muller runs in there and gets it, and a two-touch on the pass, and the Penguins lead it 2-0 here. Set number one, everybody. Just underway in set one, where the Penguins lead it 2-0. Muller again. 5 feet right of the middle line. A perfect serve again, left side. Now the Penguins can't handle the kill from Sarah Wilson, the 5'11 freshman out of Temecula. Wilson deals, and it's 2-1, a perfect killer for Wilson. Brooke Bunker, the 5'3 junior out of Simi Valley, transfer from Moore Park College, will serve it up, and she does. And Cernip dives for it, and she's got it. Edie Leslie with the bump back, but a dink winner, and that's from Wilson. 2-2. Penguins on D. Bunker again. Bunker near side with the runner. Good serve. Cernip bumps it too close to the net, and an easy killer for Kira Palmbush, as the bump was just left right at the top of the tape, and Palmbush was able to put it away. 3-2 Cougars. Set one, Bunker again. Her fourth in a row, and it's long, and it's a tie ball game. 3-3, and the Penguins get a point as Edie Leslie will rotate out. Coming in to serve in her place will be Sophia Hull. Hull is a 5'6 senior from Fairfield, a veteran Penguin volleyball star. To the back row, a good serve. There's a quick set to the back row, and the Penguins can't get to it as Kira Palmbush with another winner. That's her third kill of the night. 4-3, Azusa Pacific. Sarah Wilson serves it from the exact same place as Bunker. A little backspin, and it rides a little long, four up. Amani Abed takes a break. Hull stays in. Cernip to serve. Schneider in the front row with Matthews. And Wiley. Penguins diving for it after another killer from Palmbush. And that's her fourth. And Palmbush will take a break. In her place, Jayla Bernard. Bernard, the 6'1 junior out of Valencia, rotates into the front row. The service by Paige Johnstone, and it's an ace at the feet of Cernip. And there was just too much topspin, an absolutely perfect serve, 6'4. Cougars here in set one. Paige Johnstone out of Murrieta, far side with a runner. Good serve. Cernip takes it. Close to the net, the Penguins back at him. Penguins now on defense. Far side, and the dink winner for Annika Jorgensen. Jorgensen, the 6'1 senior out of Eastvale, went to Ontario Christian High School, and she has her first winner right there. 7-4 Penguins trail. Johnstone with a runner. Good serve. Popped up by Hull. Near side. And there's a winner for the Penguins, Brenwyn Matthews, the 5'10 freshman. Oh, Matthews has been making a lot of waves around the league. And it's with hits like that. Lauren Wiley and Christina Muller rotate out. The 5'2 junior, Camille Rivers, rotates in with the serve. She, along with Emma Harvickson, the veteran. And the Penguins leave the middle row exposed. The killer from Jayla Bernard lands, and it's 8-5. Brooke Bunker takes a break. And Bernard rotates back in. Pardon me, Kendall McCaskill rotates back in, and the Penguins now with a killer in the front row, but it's long. What looked to be right on the chalk as Schneider let it loose. But just a few inches deep, so says our line judge, back lines judge. 9-5 Penguins trail here in set one. There's a runner to the Penguins. They managed to at least get it back over flat-footed Matthews. Now the Penguins are on D, far side, and there's a cross-court killer in the open court, Annika Jorgensen. That's her second, 10-5. All of a sudden, the Cougars are lighting it up. Cougars playing some very solid ball right now. Penguins got to get that defense in order. McCaskill again. Back row, good bump by Matthews. Set to the near side. Harvickson finds the antenna on the near side. And it's 11-5. And Coach Bungalin calls a timeout on the floor. You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. From Dominican University of California, 24 years. On the air, live volleyball action, courtside right here at DU. We're back in 30 seconds. Keep 11-5 Cougars here in set number one. The Penguins on defense as the serve finds Hull. Diving in for the save is McCaskill. Hull gets it. Now they work it over to Harvickson. And it's wide. Harvickson came flying in from the middle row and just inside the near antenna. Only maybe 8 or 10 feet from yours truly. But it just had a little hook on it, and it was wide, and it's 11-5. Next serve from McCaskill. Bumped up by Michaela Cernip. Back set taken by the Penguins. Matthews with a big hit. Penguins defense holds. And there's Harvickson. And somehow Azusa with a save. The Penguins block holds into the net. They can't dig it out. And DU with a point, 12-6. After the Cougars rattled off 7 in a row. Hull takes a break. And Edie Leslie is back in there with Rivers and Cernip, who are both in the middle row. 12-6. Harvickson with another winner, and she just picked up 2 in a row. It's 12-7. Penguins trail, but good old Emma Harvickson with a pair of winners just when the Dominicans needed it most. Oh, what a blistering serve. Just punishing serve from Matthews, tipped by the Penguins front row. And the Penguins get the point. It hits the net and then popped long. Some discussion. 12-8, Penguins trail. Discussion concluded. And Matthews, the freshman, with another serve to the back row. It's a great serve. Picked up by Sarah Wilson. Matthews with the bump. Far side, Harvickson, dink! Loose ball, open court. Oh, what a great save by Cernip. Penguins with a big hit. Popped up by Sarah Wilson. Far side back to her. And the kill is long. 12-9, and the Penguins get 3 in a row. Well, that's exactly what they needed big time. 12-6 is one thing. 12-9, and the Penguins are right there with the side-out advantage. Matthews, another good serve. Jorgensen with the bump. A perfect leave to Jayla Bernard, who takes care of business. And Bernard with just a terrific shot from the middle, right in the front row. 13-9, Penguins back on defense as Jorgensen is a good 15 feet beyond the end line. Cernip gets a hand on it, but an ace, and now it's 14-9. What a great serve by Annika Jorgensen. Boy, Jorgensen just let it fly big time. Now the whistle's indicating Jorgensen is free to serve, and she does, and it's another great one. And Cernip's got it very close to the net. Rivers with a save. Oh, a dink winner for Emma Harvickson. She was just trying to help the ball in a defensive fashion, but managed to get it just inside the chalk on the near side. And it's 14-10, and the Dominicans are right there. Penguins now on offense. Schneider with a side out. There's a quick set in the middle to Jayla Bernard, and she just got her third kill of the night, 15-10. If you come to the Conlin Center, you may have a chance to meet the great Pat Huser, if you're lucky. For those of you watching on Speedio, I'm sure you know who he is. You get to see his face all the time. Jayla Bernard with a serve, rides a little bit long. Penguins are down by just four, set one, 15-11. Camille Rivers takes a break. Harvickson takes a break. Muller and Wiley come back into the game. Muller, the 5'10 freshman from Yucaipa. Platoons with Wiley, and those two make a terrific pair. And Sarah Wilson just got her first kill of the night. Check it, her second from the front row on the far side. 16-11. The Penguins trail by a handful. Caitlin Sonier and Maggie Nielsen take a break. And Brooke Bunker has come back into the game to serve for Azusa. Penguins just have to help it across. Cernip does just that. Now the set's a little long, and Cernip with a bump. Here it's set up to Edie Leslie, right on the top of the tape. It rides and spins just on the top of the tape. Penguins now on defense. Back set, Edie Leslie, winner. Oh, no, it was deep. 17-11, I thought Leslie managed to find the back line, but just a little deep as indicated by our back line judge. 17-11, the Penguins trail by a half dozen with Brooke Bunker again. Bunker had that five serve run earlier in this set. Helped across by Cernip. Penguins on D. Dink, and the diving save by the Penguins' Lauren Wiley. Big hit running into the back row is Matthews. Now the Penguins are back on defense. Bumped up. And a two touch is called, and the Penguins pick up the point. 17-12. Here's Sophia Hall with the running serve. Bumped by Sarah Wilson. Back to Wilson. Kill attempt is wide. 13-11, the Cougars lead it by four. Penguins side out, Hall again. Live volleyball action. Hull across to Wilson, into the middle. The Penguins get it across. Uh-oh. Just a little bit off balance, and Matthews a little deep. 18-13. Ball had a lot of side sauce on it. And Matthews timed it pretty well. It was just a little long off of her palm. Penguins down by five here in set one. Now serving is Haley Patino, 5'4 sophomore out of Sierra Madre, California. She goes straight to Cernip, bumped up by Hull, helped across Wiley. Penguins back on defense. Far side, popped straight up by Muller. A good get. They work it to the Penguins' Matthews. Cernip now on defense with a diving get. Back to Matthews, down the left sideline, and that's a winner. 18-14, the Penguins have managed to stay within four now for the last several series. Here's Cernip out of Manteca. Transfer from Delta College, the Mustangs. Cernip gets a good serve off, and the block on the Penguins get the block up, but it hit the tape and fell on the Dominican side, 19-14. Paige Johnstone gets the whistle. Johnstone with a running serve. Cernip down on a knee, she gets it. Matthews with a big hit, somehow picked up by Azusa, flat-footed across. The Penguins in good shape. Far side and right back at Wiley, and the block. Wiley hit it really hard, but the block holds. 20-14. A timeout on the floor. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide from the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. We're back in 30 seconds. .214 here in set number one at Dominican. Penguins on defense. Johnstone, another perfect serve to the middle row. Lauren Wiley with a good get. Now the Penguins back on defense. Popped straight up by Muller again. She's got that move down, and there's a off-balance winner by Brandwyn Matthews, the 5'10 freshman out of Eagle, Idaho. Matthews leading all Penguins with 3 kills. Jayla Bernard for Azusa. She's got 3. And it's a 2015 ball game, and the Penguins here in set one need to dig deep, looking for their first win of the season. And that one came over our way and off the front row, tipped out of play, 21-15. The winner from Kendall McCaskill, and she will serve it up now. McCaskill, near side to Cernit. Now Rivers. Oh, what a perfect running set to the Penguins' Avery Schneider. But the Azusas return it on the far side in the middle row, 22-15 with the winner. That's the 4th kill of the night from Jayla Bernard. McCaskill, her 2nd consecutive. Here it is. Pops straight up. And the Penguins, after a great leave, somehow the Azusas are able to get it back. And there's a winner off the block from Dominican's Brandwyn Matthews, 22-16. Azusa Pacific in the red zone. Penguins trail by a half dozen. Matthews, the first-year Penguin, with a runner. Good serve to the back row. Popped up by Patino. They work it to Bernard on the far side. And the Penguins middle row collapsed. The back row dove in but couldn't get to it. 23-16. Cougars in control here in set one. Annika Jorgensen, the 6'1 senior, to serve for Azusa with a 23-16 advantage. Way beyond the end line. The Penguins with a perfect back set from Camille Rivers. And then Avery Schneider delivers a punishing blow. 23-17, a 6-point ball game. Punishing. Schneider, good serve. Far side block, tipped up, somehow still alive. Into the net for Sarah Wilson, and the Penguins are within 5. 23-18, the Cougars 2 points away from taking set one. But the Dominicans have a lot to say about it, and here's Avery Schneider. Schneider, oh, what a great serve into the middle row. Dinked across by Imani Abed, it's wide. Oh, the Penguins pick it up after a 2-touch on the return. 23-19, Penguins trail by 4. Quick appeal. Number one referee, the up ref, says Penguin point. 23-19. Schneider, near corner. And it just finds the net. 24-19. A rare error from the great Avery Schneider. And I mean that. She has been so terrific the last 2 years here at Dominican. 24-19, set point. Popped up Rivers, back set Harvickson, back row. Popped up by Jaeger, or Jorgensen, pardon me. And the Penguins now on defense, bumped again off the front row and off the block. The winner from Sarah Wilson. 25-19, the final here in set one, and the Penguins really looked good against a pretty formidable group of Azusa Pacific Cougars. 7-3 are the Cougars. Penguins looking for their first win of the season. 25-19, the final here in set one. Both teams will switch sides. And we'll be back in 2.5 minutes with set number two right here on Penguin Radio. Set number two coming up here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. 19th of October, 2023. Yours truly, Stuart Horn on Penguin Radio and everywhere on Speedio. Our 24th season of volleyball right here at Dominican on Penguin Radio. Just this afternoon thinking about the 2001 volleyball championship enjoyed by the Penguins. Those are great memories. Called that game. Oh, it would be so nice to get the Penguins back. That season, the Dominican in 2001, the Dominicans undefeated in conference all the way through and undefeated in the playoffs. What a terrific year. 2001, the great Shannon O'Connor, the All-American on the Penguin team. We've got some pretty great players this season. And wouldn't it be nice for the Penguins to get something going tonight as the front row attempt from Avery Schneider spins a little bit left and the Penguins trail one zip here in set number two. Brooke Bunker, who was so dominant beyond the end line in set one, serves it up and the Penguins a back set near corner. Matthews lets it fly. Penguins, Sophia Hull on a knee with the save. And then Edie Leslie with the attempt is long two zip. Cougars here in set number two. Set one went to Azusa 25-19. Bunker again. Popped over to Edie Leslie. And the block, a terrific block from Kira Palmbush. Palmbush, the 6'2 senior out of Mountain View, got the hands on it and was absolutely elated when the Cougars got that point, as well she should. Penguins trail by three here. Oh, and there's a killer from Schneider in the front row. Good jump winner. 3-1. Cougars and the Penguins with a side out. The serve from Matthews finds the tape, but does not run over. 4-1, Cougars in set two. Here's Haley Patino, the 5'4 sophomore out of Sierra Madre, California. 4-1 advantage as Patino, off to my right, runs up on the line, lets it fly. Penguins now on the attack, and attack they do. A perfect leave from Matthews allows the Penguins' front row, courtesy of Avery Schneider, to pound it in there. 4-2, Schneider. Oh, and the serve is not more than 3 or 4 inches long, but it was 5-2. Pretty close. Schneider will come out. Harvickson back in there with Hull, with Matthews, with Leslie, Abed, and Rivers diving for it. Camille, far side Edie. The block holds back to Leslie. Harvickson digs it out of the net. Popped up by Hull. Leslie with the winner off the front row. 5-3, Dominican trails by a pair here in set two. Matthews has 4 kills on the night, matching Jayla Bernard with 4 of her own. Jorgensen has 3. Penguins with the side out. Muller, good serve, quick set. Penguins get it. Leslie. Leslie went at it and it just found the side of her hand and went off of her hand at about an 80-degree angle and didn't clear the net. 6-3, Penguins trail here in set two. Kendall McCaskill with a good serve. A quick set to Imani Abed, scooped up by Paige Johnstone. She's able to bump it up and the killer from Jorgensen, and that's her fourth. Annika Jorgensen, the 6'1 senior out of East Vail, with a terrific killer there. Penguins now on defense as McCaskill with another good serve. And Imani Abed with a kill shot. And a kill shot there is taking on new meaning as it hit the back linesman right in the shoulder. Line drive. And that was moving. 8-3. Penguins on defense. Far side. Textbook winner from the great Ella Heckman, the 5'11 junior out of Gig Harbor. Heckman, quiet so far tonight, but she just got her first kill of the night as Edie Leslie takes a break. Justine Pomonis out of Sacramento, the 5'3 sophomore with the service. Good serve into the middle row. Quick set. Finds Bernard and a winner, 9-4. Patino takes a break. Jorgensen back in there. Caitlin Sonnier re-enters in the front row. Sonnier with Jensen and Bernard in the front. Penguins just help it across. Popped up Jorgensen. Far side and the block. It gets through the block. The winner by Sonnier. Makes it 10-4, good buddy. Penguins on D, the 6'1 senior, Annika Jorgensen, way beyond the end line. She's almost up against the back wall. She's got to be 15 feet beyond the end line and delivers just a majestic arc on that serve. And the Penguins are able to, with a killer, pick up another point and stay within five. Imani Abed will take a break. Sophia Hull re-enters. Hull wearing the libero jersey here in set number two. There's a quick set. Oh, diving for it. What a great dive. Backing up on it is Ella Heckman. The Penguins back on defense. A diving save. Helped across. Matthews with a good one. Near side. Sarah Wilson pounds it across. Referees say it was tipped. The Penguins have the palms to the ceiling. As if no, it didn't touch any of the Penguins, but apparently it did, as the arguing over the play is short-lived. Schneider with an attempt blocked back at her by the 6'2 senior, Kira Palmbush. Palmbush with a brilliant save puts the Cougars up by a touchdown. 12-5, Penguins on D. Bernard back row, Hull with the get. Softy over to the Penguins. Penguins front row tips it. Picked up by Pulmonis. Pop back across by Matthews. Back into the bag, Pulmonis with a save. Far side. And there's a winner for Brentwyn Matthews, the 5'10 freshman. 12-6, Penguins down by a half dozen. Set number two. Cougars lead it. One zip in sets. 12-6 in set two. Camille Rivers with a good serve, high in the arms of Wilson. Back to Wilson, and the Penguins cannot block it away as Wilson picks up her fifth kill of the night. Maggie Nielsen takes a break. Back in there is Brooke Bunker. Bunker beyond the end line for Azusa has just been great tonight. And she delivers another good one. Popped across by Hull. It's wide. 14-6. Penguins, a quick huddle at the end of the point. And now they are back in position as Bunker looks to the coach. Field placement, here it is, 14-6. Popped up by Pulmonis. Far side, and a winner for the Penguins. Emma Harvickson, the 5'10 senior out of Kent, Washington, 14-7. Harvickson has 3 kills tonight, but leading all Penguins is Matthews, and she with a great serve, dinked across, Penguins on the attack. Hull, softly, back set, far side. There's a killer from Kendall McCaskill on the far side, front row, 15-7. Patino returns. Sarah Wilson takes a break. Penguins trail 15-7 here in set two. Patino, as the Conlin center falls, dead silent. Penguins now on the attack. Harvickson with a runner. Brooke Bunker pops it up. The Cougars work it near side. Jorgensen with a big hit. And the Penguins leave is too far up into the grandstands. And Edie Leslie can't get to it. 16-7. Timeout on the floor. Penguin Radio on the air 24 years. Right here, courtside at the Conlin Center. Radio.dominican.edu. We're back in 30 seconds. Step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming, fainting from money and alcohol, the light. 16-7. Penguins trail here in set two. Haley Patino with a running serve. Popped up by Hull. Rivers, far side, and it's tipped off the front row, and there's a winner for Avery Schneider. And she'll take a break. Here comes Kendall Kibanoff, the 5'5 sophomore from San Leandro. Her first minutes tonight, 16-8, and a perfect serve from Kendall. Near side, and there's another winner for Jorgensen, and she's really bringing it now. That's her fifth kill. Only Matthews has more kills tonight with 6. Jorgensen rotates out. Paige Johnstone's back in there to serve. Helped across by Imani Abed. Far side. Big hit from McCaskill, but the Penguins are there. Leslie wide. Leslie goes cross court and tried to get that really sharp angle into the middle row, but a little wide. Penguins trail by 10. 18-8 here in set two after a 25-19 set one. Penguins on D is Johnstone, the 5'6 senior out of Murrieta, California. Serves it to Matthews, and that's an ace. And it's 19-8. Cougars 1 point away from the red zone here in set two, and Johnstone. Johnstone, 10 feet beyond the end line, brings it to about 5 feet beyond before she releases the shot. It's tipped out off the block, and the Penguins with a point, 19-9. Ella Heckman back in there. Camille Rivers and Emma Hartvigsen take a break. And Christina Muller will come in to serve for the Dominicans. The freshman Muller, a 10-point deficit. Can Muller help make it up? Good serve into the back row. Softly by Patino. Set to Jorgensen. And Jorgensen spies the campfire and takes advantage of it. Right in the middle, 20-9 Cougars here in set two. Kendall McCaskill, the 6'2 sophomore out of Grand Junction, Colorado, with a serve, and that's long. And the Penguins get the point, 20-10. Edie Leslie takes a break, and Justine Pomonas makes her way back in there.
Pomonas out of St. Francis High in Sacramento with a running serve. That was a great serve. Tons of topspin. Killer win, kill winner for Annika Jorgensen. 21-10. And Jorgensen will serve. Looks over to Coach Keefe. Points out where he wants the serve to land. And Jorgensen, as she's done all night, from well beyond the end line, as far back as any player I've seen. And she's a terrific server, but the Penguins get the point from the front row after Heckman lets it fly. 21-11. Dominican with a side out. Hull popped up. Johnstone near side. Big hit from Wilson, but the Penguins defense holds. Pomonas off the top of the tape. Wilson, Hull pop back across. Pomonas to the back row. Jorgensen with a bump. Here's the set. Near side, Wilson. Penguins block holds. There's another set to Wilson. And this time it rides long. And the Penguins with a point. And Wilson doesn't miss often. She's got 5 kills tonight. That one was about a foot long. 21-12. Set two, Hull. From my left to right, the Penguins working. There's a dink into the net and a dig, and the Penguins with a point. Multiple touch point, 21-13 now, the Dominicans. With a little run here, late in set two. Sophia Hull, the 5'6 senior. Oh, and the serve finds the back chalk. The Cougars all spread out, thinking the serve was long, but had just enough topspin from the veteran, Sophia Hull, to find the back line, 21-14. This time they don't let it go as Wilson comes up with a bump. They work it back to Wilson in the near corner on the front row, and she delivers a punishing winner. That's her 6th. Jorgensen has 7, leading all players. Penguins back on D, 22-14. Service from the lefty, Trinity Carroll, the 5'9 freshman from Upland, California. And it's a great serve, and the Penguins are back on defense. Wilson, cross court, wide, and the Penguins trail by 7. 22-15, and the side out for the Dominicans. Ella Heckman takes a break. Muller takes a break. Camille Rivers, the 5'2 junior out of Vacaville, will serve it for Dominican. Harvickson's back in there. Front row. Wilson with the bump. Near side, Wilson with the get. Penguins block as Harvickson gets a wall up. Shot into the net from Iuana Yorgaji. Iuana Yorgaji, a 6'2" senior from Greece, into the net, and the Penguins with the point, 22-16. Wilson near corner, Hull with a get. Bumped up Rivers, quick set. Big hit from the Penguins, but the block holds, and the Penguins... Oh, the Penguins take the advantage of the multiple touch play. 22-17, and the Dominicans continue to serve. Rivers with a good one. Quick set, and the Penguins block holds. Thank you very much, Avery Schneider. 22-18 in set two. Penguins still looking for their first victory of the season. And they just rattled off 3 in a row. Here's Rivers, another good serve, popped up by Jorgensen. Penguins now after a good leave. Oh, a big hit, far side by Matthews. Wilson, and there's a winner. Sarah Wilson, the 5'11 freshman out of Temecula, has gotten the majority of the attempts from the near corner in the front row. And when she connects, look out. She is really, really accurate and hits it very hard, and that's a good combo. Penguins trail by 5, 23-18. Service by Bunker. Rivers, soft set, top of the tape, dug out. Penguins now have an opportunity. Back set. Matthews, and the block holds from Wilson. So she's getting it done on both sides of the ball. Set point. Sarah Wilson, here in set two, has been absolutely dominant. Bunker, the 5'3 junior. Set point. Popped up Pomonas. Rivers, far side. Harvickson. Good bump by Paige Johnstone, and the winner, the far side. And Kendall McCaskill puts it away to finish things. 25-18 after a 25-19 set one. Now the Penguins have their backs against the wall as we go into set number three. Down to love. They must win here in set three in order to keep this one going. Well, you're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. And when we come back, it will be set number three right here on Penguin Radio's coverage of DU Volleyball. All right, here we go, everybody. Set three. Penguins in a must win. Down to love. Our next broadcast comes 24 hours from now as the Penguins welcome in Point Loma to the Conlin Center tomorrow night, 7 o'clock side out. We'll have it for you right here on Penguin Radio on Convocation Weekend. It's a great time at Dominican. 90 degrees in San Rafael today, expected to get up to 68 tomorrow. We're back underway in a diving save by Wilson on the far side, and Wilson not only dove for it, got the ball back in play for Azusa, but then put away it's not really a kill shot. She was more of a dink winner. And Wilson has just been so good tonight. 1-0. Brooke Bunker with a great serve. Penguins lead very close to the net, helped across by Matthews. Back set. Penguins with a great get from Ella Heckman after the big hit by McCaskill. And the Penguins can't get it back across to zip. Cougars. Bunker again here in set three. So tomorrow night, Point Loma. Then Sunday afternoon, Concordia. 2 o'clock side out. Lot of volleyball this weekend here at Dominican. Big hit by Matthews, tipped off the front row. Heckman somehow got to it as Heckman softs it across. Brooke Bunker comes running in with a saver. But then the kill attempt rides wide, near side 2-1, Penguins trail. Set three, here is Brenwyn Matthews, the 5'10 freshman. Matthews with a runner, rides it off the top of the tape. Wilson digs it out. Front row killer Kira Palmbush is wide, 2-2. Matthews, the 5'10 freshman. She's in opposite, and she runs it up there. Wilson with the get, softly. Oh, into the back right corner. No Penguins back there. Only one Dominican in the back row. And the near corner, right side, was totally exposed. Wilson will take a break. Haley Patino re-enters. The sophomore Patino looks to the coach. With a jump serve, Hull to Rivers. Near side, Heckman, fingertip off the... Oh, off the block, and it lands in the Penguins' middle row as Kendall McCaskill with the winner, 4-2. Cougars here in set number three. The Penguins in a must-win situation. Down two love in sets. Patino with another jumper, just misses the tape. Rivers, after the leave, is on the top of the net. Rivers over the top, 5-2 Cougars. Pitino now, a jumper from the far side. Rivers, good set. Smashed across by Schneider. Matthews set to Schneider. Ah, that was a beautiful play. What a perfect sequence from the Penguins. Is Schneider, who will come out. Kendall Kabanoff back in there. Kabanoff with a bullet and an ace, and it's 5-4, and that's why Kabanoff comes in just so good with the side out. She just brimming with confidence. Look in her eye. Another perfect serve to the back row. Popped up by Pitino. Penguins now on the attack. Far side, Harvickson, top of the tape, softly, and all five of the six Penguins were in the front row. And only one Penguin was left to cover the middle and back. And the Cougars took advantage of that. 6-4. Penguins had collapsed. And it would be very difficult not to under those circumstances. Amani Abed, big hit, blocked. Penguins get it back, far side. Hartvigsen. There's a good dig winner. And that one just about caught me here on Media Row. It popped off the coach's leg and hit me right in the right on the headset. 7-4, that's a rarity. Paige Johnstone with a runner. Good serve, Harvickson with a bump. Rivers with a set. Big hit, Imani Abed. Far side, Penguins on D. Popped up Matthews, perfect position. Matthews to Harvickson. There's a dig, and the Penguins back on the attack. Ella Heckman, big hit, dinked up, saved by Imani Abed. Rivers, far side. Matthews comes running in, fingertips softly. Front row, Ella. Far side, Emma. Now the Penguins back on D, bumped across by Johnstone. Imani Abed with the winner. Abed and Harvickson throw up a wall, impenetrable. Thank you, very nice. 7-5, Dominican trails by just two now. Harvickson will take a break. Kabanoff takes a break. Muller's back in there with Sophia Hall, Ella Heckman, Edie Leslie, and Imani Abed. Far side Penguins chasing it down as Matthews totally committed to chasing it down beyond the end line and really threw her body at the ball as it was coming down just beyond her reach. 8-5. Annika Jorgensen has 9 kills tonight, leading all players. For the Dominicans, it's Matthews with 6. Bumped up Hall. Near side, Edie. Popped across, back set. Penguins on D, bumped up Sophia. Far side, Ella into the net. Heckman with the runner. Wound up like she was really gonna pound it. And then kind of like a changeup, softed it in there just with the lower part of the palm of her hand, the butt of her hand, which is exactly how she's been taught to do it her whole career, I'm sure. That deceptive move is so good, and she's so good at it. 10-5 is the Penguins trail. APU with another good point. A joust at the net. It's been all Cougars all night. Cougars lead it 10-5 here in set 3. Hull with a bump. Set to Imani Abed, and the block from Jayla Bernard, the 6'1 junior from Valencia. And that's a great block by Bernard. timeout on the floor. You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. It's 11-5 in favor of the visiting Cougars. Tomorrow night, Point Loma, 7 o'clock, side out. We'll have it for you live right here on Penguin Radio. We're back in 30 seconds. Five Cougars here in set three. We'd love to hear from you folks. Comments, concerns, criticism. We're happy to hear it all. Radio at Dominican.edu. Service by Haley Patino is long left. 11-6. Pomonas re-enters in place of good old Ella Heckman. Justine, the 5'3 sophomore out of Sacto. Oh, what a brilliant serve. Very high. A diving get by Trinity Carroll. And I thought the kill was from Iwana Yurgaji. But in fact, they credited Annika Jorgensen with the winner, her ninth. And she will serve, and she does, and it's a good one. And the Penguins are back on the attack. Matthews, big hit. And Brynja Martin, the 6-foot freshman from San Marcos, gets her first kill of the night as she just pounded it through the Dominican defense. That's how hard she hit it. Jorgensen again, 13-6 set three. A perfect bump by Matthews. And the Penguins are called with a lift, 14-6. Amani Abed will take a break as Ashlyn Dougherty, a 6'3 freshman from Paso Robles, enters her first minutes tonight. Takes her position in the middle row. And the serve from Jorgensen, her first miss of the night, finds the tape. Jorgensen has just been terrific beyond the end line, 14-7. Sophia Hall to serve. And serve she does. Johnstone. And it tips through the Penguins block and goes long, 14-7. After the Cougars with the winner. Service now by Bernard. Popped up by Hall. Set near side. And a smash winner by Brenwyn Matthews. And just when the Penguins needed it, 15-8 in set three, they must win this set to keep it going. Christina Muller takes a break. Emma Hartvigsen is back in there with Schneider and Matthews in the front row. Oh, great get by on the run by Johnstone over her head. Somehow gets to it. Smashed across by Schneider. Now the Penguins on D. Uh-oh, popped close to the net and just softed across by Schneider. Penguins block. Penguin point. 15-9 set three. Penguins trail. 2-0 in sets tonight. Running serve by Camille Rivers. Oh, and the diving attempt by Sophia Hall. She can't get to it. 16-9. Iwana Yurgaji takes a break. Trinity Carroll takes a break. Brooke Bunker re-enters. As does Kendall McCaskill. Front row with Palmbush, McCaskill, and Brynja Martin. Penguins now on D. Martin softly reaching up and just across Palmbush. Penguins keep it alive. 16-9 ball game. Far side, oh, Penguins with a great block by Avery Schneider. Stowe diving attempt by Sophia Hall, and she can't get to it. 17-9 here in set number three. Good crowd on hand. As Azusa comes in tonight, fourth place in the standings, tied with Biola. Actually, tied with Biola in third place. Both teams 7-3 in conference coming into tonight's action. Brooke Bunker, another good serve. And there's a kill winner after a perfect set. The killer from Matthews. And that's her eighth. Penguins on the attack. Oh, dug out of the net as Harvickson touched it twice consecutively, and you can't do that. It hit the net and came right back at her. 18-10. Haley Patino re-enters. Brynja Martin takes a break. McCaskill, Jorgensen, and Palmbush, the front three for Azusa. Patino serve is deep. 18-11. Penguins in set one, 25-19 in favor of the Cougars. Set two, 25-18. Schneider takes a break. Re-entering is Kendall Kabanoff. Kabanoff finds the net. 19-11. Kendall takes a break. Schneider, oh, I thought Schneider came back in. On the floor is Hall, Matthews, Heckman, Harvickson, Rivers, and Dougherty. Diving save after a big hit by the Penguins, Ella Heckman. And there's a great save by Rivers. They sent it to the front row and a big hit. The back linesman has to get out of the way. Flat-footed across, Johnstone, bumped up by Dougherty. Near side, Heckman bumped up Rivers after the block. Popped up Hall, softly far side, diving save by Jorgensen. Penguins on D, and there's a winner. Near corner by Kendall McCaskill. 20-11 in set three, and the Cougars have made it to the red zone. Paige Johnstone to serve for the Cougars. Out of Murrieta, California, Johnstone with a running serve into the middle row. Matthews has to dive to get to it. Heckman, big hit. Back to Johnstone, far side. Jorgensen diving. Penguins with a save by Hall, but then a quick punch winner by Kendall McCaskill into the net. The Penguins, she fell into the net, apparently 21-11. And the Penguins trail by 10 here in set number three. There is a timeout on the floor, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody, right here on the campus of Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu. We're back in 30. I think we'll continue with our Michael Jackson theme here on Penguin Radio in between points and during stops in action. 21-11. Johnstone, another good serve. Heckman, Rivers, Matthews, popped up by Patino. Penguins on D, softly into the middle. Rivers dives for it, and it hits the desk on Media Row, and it's 22-11. Johnstone with another good serve. Schneider with a get. Matthews back over to Avery. Check it, Heckman. The block is the kill winner off of the block for Annika Jorgensen. That's her 11th killer of the night. Jorgensen totally dominant, leading all players. Cougars 2 points away. And the ace as the serve looked long. It looked long. Everybody backed up. And it fell just inside the back chalk line. 24-11 match point. Paige Johnstone just coming off of an ace to Heckman. Rivers. Dougherty with the winner. That's her first kill winner of the night. And the first kill winner live on Penguin Radio. So good job for Ashlyn Dougherty, the 6'3 freshman out of Paso Robles. Just got her first kill on the air, everybody. She remains in the front row, 24-12. With Leslie and Heckman. Penguins on D. The killer from Jayla Bernard ends it 25-12. Here in the third, the Penguins go quietly in three, 25-19, 25-18, and 25-12. Well, the Penguins only have to wait about 22 hours to get their next shot at their first win of the season. That comes tomorrow against Point Loma. We'll have it for you live, 7 o'clock side out right here on Penguin Radio. Final score. Cougars, get it done in three straight. See you tomorrow night, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio. Yeah.